Well, hi there, and welcome to the 2022 edition of the CCCC Holiday Spectacular. I'm Fred Brucker, and over the next hour, we're going to treat you to a bit of a variety show with some stories, some interviews, a little music, and even a game show. So there should be something here for everybody. And it's all brought to you by the broadcasting students here at Central Carolina Community College. Let's start by looking at the music of the holidays. We all have our favorite sounds of the season, and also the songs that we like to forget. Noah Jastabski pulled in a couple of friends to talk about some of the merry melodies, as well as some of the humbugs.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing pretty good.
Fantastic.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you all for being here today. So we're going to be talking about what Christmas music means to us. So first of all, what does Christmas music mean to you? Anybody want to go first?
Garen?
Christmas music to me has always been just like a really, really good way to just get into the season. Because, you know, with the weather down here not really giving us snow until like, you know, January, February maybe, it doesn't really feel like Christmas unless you have music going and, like, you know, the Christmas-required viewing, stuff like National Lampoon's. Mm-hmm. And because of that, Christmas music has always been one of the immediate ways to just really get me feeling like it's Christmas.
Okay. How about you, April?
I'm going to agree with Garen. That gets me into the holiday spirit, putting on Christmas music. I will say Christmas music sometimes starts a little bit early in department stores and stuff. And it's like, okay, slow down. We haven't gotten the Halloween stuff around. But Christmas music is the way to get me into the Christmas spirit. And when I put up my Christmas decorations, I always have the Christmas music going. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely say that in North Carolina, you don't really get that snowy feeling. What Christmas is really, you know, supposed to be like snowing. Actually, last year was actually a lot humid down here around Christmas time, I remember. So I definitely say Christmas music can always bring out that missing gap that you're needing, that you're missing from what you think Christmas is supposed to be. Would you all agree?
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Maryland 2 years ago, I just moved down here. Christmas time was like, it was cold, you know, you had the jackets on, the hot chocolate, mm-hmm. and it really made you feel like, okay, this is December, this is Christmas. But living here, like you said, is different. And I was in Florida for Christmas last year, and it was like 85 degrees. It was so weird.
Oh, wow.
Thinking it's Christmas time and we're running the air conditioning and people are in shorts and mm-hmm. tees. It didn't feel like Christmas at all.
What would you say is your favorite Christmas song?
Mine is Frank Sinatra, Jingle Bells. It's really traditional,
ooh,
but I love the intro with the actual bells, and it seems like the old school background singer, so that's my favorite one.
Okay, how about you, Garen?
Mine is Silent Night. It's a classic hymn. It's so relaxing. It has a unique personality from a lot of the other Christmas songs because it's not, you know, it's not super upbeat. It's just nice and it's quiet and it's relaxing. And I personally, whenever it gets to this time of year, if I ever feel stressed out, I would actually sing Silent Night to myself and I it would calm me down. It's just such a beautiful song.
Oh, very interesting. I like Silent Night too, but my favorite, I would have to say, is Frosty the Snowman. That's my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was my favorite. So, actually, fun fact, it was actually one of my favorite Christmas movies growing up. Mm. So, yeah, I've always enjoyed the song. So, it'll be like, Frosty the Snowman.
That's cool. I have a question for Garen, though. Any particular artist that does Silent Night? Or just, long as it's Silent Night, you're good?
I don't know off the top of my head what the what the classic version of the song is, mm-hmm. but like the iconic version of Silent Night.
Okay.
There are covers that are pretty good, but none of them match up to the original.
Gotcha.
Have you ever heard of Josh Groban's Silent Night before?
I have. I don't think it's as good as the original. It's hard to top the original.
Okay. How about your least favorite song? And try to go into some detail about it.
I mean, no offense, but Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Not that it's not a good song. It's overplayed to me. And I'm just like, when I hear it, if I'm in a store, I almost want to walk out the store. But it's so overdone. It's a great song when it first came out, but it just seems to be the Christmas anthem, and I'm just not sold on it.
Too overrated.
Totally agree.
How about you, Garen?
Well, I was going to say, for the season of giving, you sure did take the words right out of my mouth. That is exactly my thoughts. It's not even that it's a bad song. For all intents and purposes, it's a good song. It's just so overplayed. And I did actually feel the same way about Last Christmas by Wham not too long ago, but that one has grown on me. And I don't know if All I Want for Christmas will ever grow on me in the same way that Last Christmas did, but I definitely could see if they kind of dial it back and maybe place a larger variety of sounds that it could eventually grow on me like Last Christmas did. But at the moment, it's definitely the worst just from being sheerly overplayed.
Well, yeah, very overplayed. People just will play it over and over again, and it's like there's so many more good Christmas songs out there. And it's like, I'm like you guys, you know, no offense to Mariah Carey, you know, the song's great and all, but just play something else, you know? Just
agreed.
Yeah. And to sum it all up for today, did Christmas music change for you when you grew up?
No, actually, because all of the stuff I really like now as an adult came from my childhood that I would hear like my grandparents play or in the car on the way to my grandparents. It all brings back a memory. So all of my memories or my favorite Christmas songs stem from when I was a child. So it's kind of the same.
Okay.
Christmas music didn't really change for me at all growing up because I always just saw it as like one of the key elements to, you know, get into Christmas. And that hasn't really changed because it's maintained that kind of joyous appeal that it always has. And it hasn't changed, so my opinion of it has not changed.
Well,
and
put,
how
Aaron.
I feel about it hasn't changed. Thank you.
Indeed. All right, everybody. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Our students that take part in the CCCC Holiday Spectacular come from all walks of life. There's the youngest ones among us, and also those that have families of their own. April Armstrong, who you heard being interviewed by Noah just moments ago, is now doing some interviews of her own. Her guests are her children. Let's listen in to see if she is a proud mama.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with my children, and they share with me what their favorite Christmas songs were and their most memorable Christmas experience. So sit back and take a listen, and I hope you enjoy what you hear. This is one of my favorite things to do is to share Christmas memories. And I have a very special guest, one of my daughters, Amaya. She's going to share some Christmas memories and her favorite Christmas song. So Amaya, say hello.
Hello.
All right. So tell mom what your favorite Christmas song is. I'm not sure if I know or not, but I would like to hear it. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Okay, so don't clown me for this because I feel like everybody likes this song, but I like Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, I like that song too. It's heard in all the stores, so it's very popular. So give me a brief, why did you pick this song?
Number one, I feel like it's an all year round Christmas song. Like I feel like I can listen to it in like July.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. I never knew that you would want to listen to a Christmas song during the year, but that one is a pretty cool one that you can jam to. How about sharing a Christmas memory that you like is really memorable to you?
Okay, so this was when we lived in Brandywine still back in Maryland, and I remember we all made gingerbread houses, and we didn't have gingerbread, so we just used graham crackers, and it was pretty bad, but I had fun.
It was really fun. I mean, it was a mess, but we all were together, so that's what it was all about.
Yeah, I think that's why.
And we ate lots of candy. We ate a lot of the ingredients, so that made it fun as well.
Then the icing melted. So
because the heat was on. That was truly funny. But guess what? Mom is so happy that she shared that you shared these memories with me. So now I know what Christmas really means to you, and it's all about family, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Off to talking to my other children. So Amaya, I appreciate you joining me today.
You're welcome.
I'm here with a very special guest. Special guest, say hello.
Hi.
This is my son, Austin, and he is sitting here with his mom sharing his favorite Christmas song and favorite Christmas memories. So, Austin, are you excited about Christmas?
Yes.
Great. So how about you share with mom what your favorite Christmas song is?
All I Want for Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas. That's a very popular song. It's in all of the stores. So tell me, why did you choose All I Want for Christmas?
Because I like the backup singers singing strong.
Oh, they do have strong voices as well. And I think last year, buddy, your chorus sang that in the Christmas program, right?
Yes.
And you guys did a really good job with that. So we're going to be hearing that song a lot during the holidays in every department store. Now, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Yes.
Fantastic. Tell me what it is.
Spending time with family and friends.
Okay, what do we normally do when we spend time together, or what makes that special to you?
It makes that special to me because my older sister came down to North Carolina. We had Christmas pajamas and Christmas slippers.
Okay, fantastic. And that was fun too. Did we do anything else? Like,
we opened gifts.
Yeah.
And baking.
Yeah, we did baking. One year, remember we did gingerbread houses?
Yes.
Maybe we can try that again this year. You up for it?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like fun, buddy. So again, thank you so much for joining mom, sharing your Christmas memories and your favorite Christmas song. I hope you come back and join me another time. Sounds like a plan?
Yes.
All right. So I'll see you later, buddy.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I am wrapping up with sharing Christmas memories with my children. And I have one more special guest for you guys. Special guest, say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey. So, guys, this is my oldest child, Amanique, and she is joining her mom to share her favorite Christmas song and her favorite Christmas memory. So, Amanique, share with us what your favorite Christmas song is.
My favorite Christmas song is Santa Baby.
Santa Baby? Oh my goodness. What made you choose Santa Baby?
Because when I hear Santa Baby, I think about being in love and my man bringing me gifts and me sweet talking him to get more gifts.
Ooh, oh my goodness. So guys, let me just let you in on a little disclaimer. Amanique is grown. She is a legal adult, so she's able to talk about her man bringing her gifts. So she's not a little kid. So I don't want y'all thinking like, oh my gosh, she has a small child asking for gifts from a man. No, she can do that because she's grown. But wow, I wouldn't have guessed Santa Baby. I was thinking something maybe like All I Want for Christmas Is You, but you really surprised me. But moving right along, share with us one of your favorite Christmas memories.
So my favorite Christmas memory would be the Christmas of my eighth grade year. That Christmas, it seemed like I got everything that I wanted. Things that I mentioned to you in casual conversations showed up under the Christmas tree. For example, I wanted a Victoria's Secret lip gloss, and it was one of my gifts. But my all-time favorite gift was this brand new Nokia flip phone. And I remember that you and Dad somehow convinced me to go upstairs in my room. And then I heard this ringing. So I'm looking everywhere for like, what is this ringing? And then I finally went to my desk and it was sitting in the chair and I opened it. And it was you all calling me like, Merry Christmas. So that's my favorite gift.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. Toot toot, I'm beeping my own horn. So does that mean that Dad and I get Parent of the Year maybe?
Yes, Parent of the Year for Infinity.
Infinity and beyond. How cool is that? So wow, that really warmed my heart, and I hope that everyone listening, your heart was warmed as well. But Amanique, it is time for me to get out of here, so I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to your mom about your favorite Christmas memories, blah, blah, tongue-tied. But in the future, if I happen to call on you, will you be available to chat with me?
Of course.
Oh, fantastic.
So I will see you during the holidays and have a happy, happy holiday season.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to the 2022 CCCC Holiday Spectacular. I'm Fred Brucker. Thanks for joining us. It's great sometimes to hear family stories and to swap memories. But let's be real. Sometimes the holidays aren't always spectacular. Right now, we turn to a story from Mello Hughes, who describes an event where the spirit of giving didn't show itself too well, and why it's important to have the spirit in perspective.
After I came home from the holidays, my best friend, who was also my roommate, had quite the story to tell. We'll call this friend John. That's not his real name, don't worry. His home life is a mess. John told me his brother gave his parents a Christmas wish list, but the list was filled with items that if he got a mere third of, his parents would have to take out a second mortgage on the house. It was mostly stuff he didn't even need, such as a PlayStation 5 and a gaming PC. He gave his parents his list on December 1st and was pestering them throughout the month. "If you don't get me everything on my list, I will be very upset." Some people don't understand that giving gifts is a choice. Sure, it's tradition to give gifts on Christmas, but we don't have to. On Christmas Day, his parents obviously don't get him everything on his list. John was there at the time, and he said that there were still a lot of presents for him there. It's not like his parents didn't get anything for the brother. The brother then immediately started counting while having a copy of his list in his hand. But not in the ironic situation where a senior citizen shakes a box and goes, "Hot dog, I hope it's a new pair of socks." His parents asked what he was doing and the brother said, "Why aren't there enough things for everything that I asked?" The parents were surprised. This behavior would have been annoying no matter what, but this is when I learned that this is my friend's 26-year-old brother and still lives at home ever since he graduated from a community college. John is 21 and he and I moved in together out of our houses in the summer of last year. John told me his parents were flabbergasted, rightfully so. The father said something like to check your attitude. Instead of listening, the brother says basically how Christmas is ruined because of you. At that point, the father tears into him and puts things into perspective, saying how all the brother does is game, doesn't have a job, and lives rent-free when he is almost 30. This back and forth went on for a while, and eventually when the brother did open up the presents, it was stuff that you need to move out along with the phrase, "January 1st to get out." I don't know if the parents knew that the brother would have flipped out on Christmas Day, but that was some great timing. The brother had the nerve to ask why, and that, and I quote, "I don't want to go out into the real world, people are mean out there," and then screaming over and over how the real world is awful. I'll be real with you, the real world is not the easiest thing, I'll give him that, but it is not that bad. It's not the scariest thing in the history of the world. It can be intimidating, especially when you're 26 and everything has been taken care of for all of your life. But that's life. Change is scary, but it's a necessity of life. It's what makes you grow as a person. I also want to say that there is nothing wrong with living at home, in my opinion at least. I'm not going to hate anyone for that. But if you live at home rent-free at that age and expect your mommy and your daddy to buy you new Xboxes, that's pretty sad. Just be grateful to each other. Have a good attitude this holiday, folks. If you're nice and respectful, you will have a better life.
Now, with all of that in mind that Mello just shared, there is the reality that we have made gift-giving and gift-receiving a major part of the holiday season. And most of us have that one gift we've received that was truly memorable. Garen Parker talked with several people, asking them about their best gift ever.
Everyone has a favorite gift. For some, it's for sentimental reasons. For others, it's because the situation in which they got the gift was so stupid you can't help but remember it fondly. Regardless, I think it's important to have a look back on what some of the favorite gifts people have been given are. So I interviewed a few people and asked them what their favorite gifts were. Here is what they said.
I'm Noah Jazabski. So yeah, me and my cousin, we were told by our uncle that it was like around 2008. 2008, 2009. Oh my gosh, just thinking about that right now. It's been so long. But yeah, my uncle was telling me and my cousin that he was going to take us to go skydiving. You know, being the 9-year-olds we were terrified. And I honestly thought that he was going to take us to go skydiving, and my cousin did too. But it was like 2 months later, and I think for Christmas he got us a trip to actually go snow tubing. And snow tubing is a lot of fun. I remember that. I always now, though, that he has told me and my cousin that, you know, I was going to take you to go skydiving. Now, actually, when I'm older, right now, I actually want to go skydiving. I actually want to try it out. I want to take that risk. Being safe, of course, but it would be lots of fun. I would be down for it.
My name is April Armstrong. Favorite Christmas gift, I have to say, when I was about 5, my grandma gave me a strawberry shortcake doll. And it looked like the real strawberry shortcake. I was so excited, and it actually blew strawberry kisses when you squeezed her on the stomach, and it smelled like strawberries. And that was so many years ago. My grandma now is 92, and I still have the strawberry shortcake doll. It doesn't smell like strawberries, but it does still blow kisses, and it doesn't have the original clothing, so she's a little bit naked, but it still works. So the sentimental fact is, like, I still kept that doll. So that was a very memorable gift that I still have to this very day.
Hi, my name is Zach Vasquez, and my most memorable Christmas gift is receiving a PlayStation 4 for Christmas. And this particular year, this Christmas day was on a Sunday, and my dad was adamant we went to church. And before church, I had gotten my PlayStation, right? And so I was just like frantically just setting it up, just trying to get at least a minute into Uncharted because it came free with the PlayStation. So I was just like frantically like, oh my gosh, I need to play Uncharted. And then we went to church and I was like super distracted. And my dad was very upset with me because I was more concerned with my PlayStation than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think my second most memorable Christmas was this last Christmas. The prior couple months had been really tough, and it just wasn't, like, a good year. And so my mom ordered me, like, this model kit, and it was a pretty nice model kit. And it didn't come before Christmas, so I didn't get anything until, like, a week later. My mom was like, oh, here's your gift. Sorry it's late. I'm gonna put this kit together right now. And so for the next couple of days, I was just throwing together a model kit. And it was, like, I don't know, it's just really peaceful, you know, after a year of craziness. And just to get something peaceful was something I really enjoyed.
I'm Katie Lee, so I would have to say a microscope that my papa got for me when I was around, I don't know, third or fourth grade. I like the outdoors, I still do, but, you know, back then I was always outside, always just really curious, exploring nature, and I would collect rocks, leaves, moss, I don't know, I'd go around the yard and I'd, you know, find like old bones and stuff, and I was curious, you know, just I would like dust them off like I was digging for dinosaurs. But yeah, and anyway, I'd put them under the microscope and I would just look, and it was interesting to see the things you found. And I think that's why I got so interested in science, and I was good at it when I was older. So I feel like my papa just kind of helped me not only get through like these weird phases in my life, but also, you know, with school. So that, and I'm, you know, it was for my papa, and I miss him. But yeah.
Hello, my name is Bryson Lyons. So, my dad's side of the family, at 4th of July, we draw names out of a hat. Whoever you get, you have to make that person a Christmas present. My uncle knew that I really liked vinyl records. He got my name, and my uncle always goes, like, above and beyond with his presents. Like, if he gets your name, you're kind of scared for what he gets you, but you know it's going to be good. So, he gifted me his entire, or like most of his record collection, which is like a lot of classic rock. And I cheekily said, well, thanks for, you know, thanks for getting me all these records. And he says, well, what are you going to put them in? And he made me a wooden milk crate with like a bunch of band logos on it. And to this day, I think it's still one of my favorite Christmas presents that I've ever gotten, like ever.
Personally, my most memorable toy was an Omnitrix from Ben 10. And I loved Ben 10 growing up, and I remember this toy because when I got it, it was broken. And that doesn't make it particularly memorable. But what does is the fact that the next day, I woke up to find that there was a wrapped present on the fireplace. And the wrapped present was a working Omnitrix toy. And the reason why it made me feel super special and why I remember it so fondly is because Santa Claus never wrapped the gifts in my house. He would always just set them out in the open, and he would arrange them in piles for each person. And so to have a toy that was specifically wrapped by Santa made me feel so special. And I still remember it fondly because of that. I hope that this year, everyone can get a present that is as memorable as all the gifts that I and these wonderful people have received. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is the CCCC Holiday Spectacular, brought to you by the broadcasting students at Central Carolina Community College. I'm Fred Brucker. Thanks for joining us. During the holiday season, we're into partying, food, friends, and of course, fun and games. Up next, Katie Lee Barnes and Ron Wilden turn the studio into a trivia bar. Play along and see how well you do compared to our contestants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ron and Katie Lee's 10 Minutes of Christmas. In the next 10 minutes, we will see who truly has the Christmas spirit. Me and my co-host, Katie Lee, have brought in two guests today to play some of our favorite games, like Name That Christmas Tune, and Katie Lee has some Christmas trivia. Guests, please introduce yourselves and tell me your favorite thing about Christmas.
Hi, I'm Bryson, and my favorite thing about Christmas is the decorations.
Hi, I'm April, and my favorite thing about Christmas is everything Christmas. Decorations, food, music, I love it all.
Katie Lee, what about you?
Oof, my favorite thing about Christmas, I think, is, yeah, definitely the Christmas lights. They're pretty.
Fantastic. The first game we'll be playing is Name That Christmas Tune. The rules of the game are simple. I will play five different short snippets of a popular Christmas song, and after the snippet is finished, whoever guesses the name of the song correctly first wins a point. Whoever has the most points in Christmas spirit at the end of the game wins a nice bag of candy, while the unfortunate loser will be receiving a single piece of coal. Bryson, April, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the first song.
At the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead.
That is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Fantastic. That is correct. That was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Elmo and Patsy.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
All right, guys, round two.
Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That is correct. That was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Meredith Wilson.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10.
Are you guys ready for round three?
Sure.
Yep. That is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
That is correct. That is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Amy Grant.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be a...
All right, guys, round four.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Correct. That was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want...
All right, guys. Time to find out who truly has the Christmas spirit with round five. Katie Lee, what are the points of right now?
Right now, they're both tied 2-2. Whoever wins this next round is our Christmas champion.
Alrighty, round five. Here is your last song.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic.
That's You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch?
That is correct. That is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally sung by Thurl Ravenscroft.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cat.
Congratulations, April. It seems that you've beaten Bryson by 3-2-2, and we finally know who truly has the Christmas spirit. How do you feel right now?
I feel fantastic. What do I win?
Katie Lee?
Congratulations, you win a piece of candy.
Yum, I love candy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our game is not over. We are just moving to a new segment. Up next is Christmas Trivia, and who do I have with me in the studio?
B-Love, coming at you live.
Jose.
Nice, and are you ready for some Christmas Trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, so the rules are as follows. I'm going to ask a question, and you have 10 seconds to get the answer either, well, right or wrong. And whoever wins the point...
gets the point.
Question one. What was the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in Santa Claus?
Scott Calvin.
Congratulations, Jose, for following game rules.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job, buddy.
So I have a little grim fun fact about this movie. So in the original script for the Santa Claus, Santa's death... near the beginning of the film was much darker. Instead of accidentally falling off the roof, he was shot by Scott Calvin on the rooftop, fell, and broke his neck.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's...
but then dark. The producers were like, you know, maybe we shouldn't start off a kid's film, you know, with a broken neck shot up Santa.
Oh, God. If only we could all think like those producers.
So, good choice, perhaps?
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. How many lights were on the Griswolds' house in Christmas Vacation?
35.
263 is what he said, or something crazy like that.
Final answers?
Mm-hmm.
25,000 twinkling lights!
Wasn't even close.
Something stupid.
Guys, you think you're going to cover a whole house with like 35 Christmas
lights? Hey, well, you never know. You never know. It could be like these giant light bulbs, you know.
He had a huge family. So, fun fact about that movie, it had a huge budget of $27 million. And probably most of that went to those Christmas lights. And the film made its budget back, grossing more than $70 million domestically.
Wow.
And it's still a cult classic.
It is. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. All right, so no one got that, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah, so we both, yeah.
So now
if I get this...
Jose still has 1 point, and you're still at
zero. So
wait,
if he gets this right, and it ties, what happens now?
Then there will be a...
tiebreaker
question.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. This Christmas song has sold around 52 million copies, making it the best-selling Christmas song... of all time.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Wrong.
Wow. I was so confident.
The Grinch Stole Christmas?
No.
Last Christmas, Wham.
No. Are these all your final answers? I think you're running out of time here. It is White Christmas by Bing Crosby, like 1950s.
Wow. That's crazy. You would think it would be Mariah Carey.
You would think so, too. You would think so, too. But you got to understand.
Sure
you have to understand that White Christmas came out like 50 or 60 years before, so it had all that time.
What about Black Christmas?
And it's a classic.
Been dreaming.
All right, so no one got that right. Y'all
that
suck at
I win.
This.
Jose wins.
I win. 1 point. Yeah. Let's go.
Jose has won with a single point.
Than me, dude.
With a single point.
Yes.
And you get a high five. Here you go.
Thank you.
And your choice of candy. And you know what? You know what you get, Brian?
Coal.
You get coal.
Yep,
right. He got that right.
Wow.
You get coal.
The one question you got right. That's it.
Yeah. except for the one that you're banking your victory on.
Oh, man.
That's, wow, I didn't think y'all were going to do so poorly. I have more questions lined up for tiebreakers. I expected more from you.
I'm sorry.
Dang, Brian.
You're not getting this year's.
Well, thank you for being on our little Christmas spectacular show. I appreciate your time.
Of course.
And go finish your projects before you fail.
That's right.
Sweet. Yeah. Be loved.
Jose.
Bye.
All right, and there we have it. We have just finished playing Name That Christmas Tune and Katie Lee's Christmas Trivia.
So, Ron, what are your plans for the Christmas break?
Eat food and open presents, just like anybody would. What about you?
Same, but honestly, probably get some sleep in before the new semester starts.
Yes. Yes, I do feel that in the bottom of my soul.
I feel like we could definitely use it. But hey, you know, it's been fun. It's been a good semester. And looking forward to seeing everybody back again next year.
Yes, I'm Ron Wilden.
And I'm Katie Lee.
And we hope you have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, for many of us, when we talk about the holidays, we're talking about Christmas, and we try to do so in a rather positive way. But Christmas is just one of several occasions observed during late December and early January, and if we're to be honest, Zach Vasquez has a feature that may be more in line with celebrating Festivus. Let's face it, not everything is merry and bright about this time of year. So let's gather around the aluminum pole as Zach allows for some to air their grievances.
This time of the year is considered the best time for many people, but I feel like Christmas now is not as great as it was when I was a kid, so I guess this may just be a product of me getting older and having to spend my own money, but it's not even about that. It's about how you're viewed as cheap for not spending copious amounts of money. Like, there's so much pressure to give gifts to so many people. I feel like the holidays should be a close, familial occasion where we celebrate the good times that we share throughout the year. I feel like there's no reason to be giving gifts to your coworkers, or even your managers for that matter, because you're forced to be around them, so you can pay your bills. If you like them and consider them enough, then sure, I guess. But I just don't like giving gifts to anyone. I feel like giving gifts is a kind of more intimate gesture, and to just be giving anybody a gift makes gift giving in itself feel more like a formality than a tradition. But enough of this granular junk. It's ruining the vibes. It's time to get to the fun part of this segment and the part that you've all been waiting for. I'm here with Noah Jasapski, and I have one question and one question only. What part about the holidays do you absolutely hate or despise?
What I don't like about Christmas, part about the holiday of Christmas in particular, I just really can't stand grocery stores being backed up all the way to the back of the store when you're going. And I know this for a fact because I work at a grocery store. You know, every Christmas, it's usually slam-packed in there, and you're just trying to get people out. But that, and you know what? I can't stand Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. That I think that song's way overrated. And, you know, it's just played too many times. There's so many other great Christmas songs you can play. So, I guess those would be my two biggest despises.
I'm here with Bryson Lyons, and I have one question and one question only. What part about the holidays do you absolutely hate or despise?
I absolutely despise the commercialization of the holiday season. I much prefer sort of hand-making Christmas presents than going out and buying what the person wants. And it's more about, like, the music nowadays also kind of sucks, because it used to be, oh, we're going to have such a wonderful time here at Christmas time. And now it's, oh, now I'm going out and buying everything for my wife. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just not as enjoyable as I feel it used to be.
I'm here with Garen Parker, and I have one question and one question only. What part about the holidays do you absolutely hate or despise?
I hate how Christmas kind of oversteps Halloween a lot, especially this year more so than any other year. It seems like Halloween was kind of consumed by Christmas. Like, you would go into Lowe's, and where there used to be a massive line of Halloween inflatables, it was just Christmas trees. The literal only place that had any sizable amount of Halloween stuff was Spirit Halloween, and that's their entire brand. So it was just kind of... I just don't like how Christmas kind of oversteps, especially into Halloween. Thanksgiving is more understandable, but even then, it's not good. That's basically just the long and the short of it. I think that it just oversteps its bounds a lot, and I think it really takes away from other holidays, because I didn't really get in the Halloween spirit until basically the day of, because Christmas had so consumed the month of October.
I'm here with Chance Jenkins, and Chance, I have one question and one question only. What part about the holidays do you absolutely despise?
Well, man, growing up, I loved the holidays. You know, there wasn't a much to dislike, but as I get older and I realize that there is actually a huge pressure to spend a ton of money on a bunch of people, it gets a little stressful. Like, I enjoy my family, and I enjoy, like, seeing everyone smile on Christmas, and that's awesome, but the holiday season is usually pretty stressful because leading into it, you have to work, like, extra shifts to pay off all these cool Christmas presents, you know, and it just feels like while the holidays are very fun and relaxing, it's also not, because there's a tremendous pressure to make everybody happy.
Now that everything is all said and done, I want to say that I don't despise the holidays, and I sure as heck don't think that anyone who gets super into the spirit is wrong for that or stupid. It's the little things in life that make it worth living. So, as much as I like to criticize the holidays, and no matter how much or how little money I spend, and no matter how much or how few gifts I receive, I still enjoy spending time with my family and friends. And that's all that matters.
You're tuned in to the 2022 CCCC Holiday Spectacular. Going on to our next feature, there's a movie out there titled Four Christmases, where a couple visits all four of their divorced parents in one day. Well, here we have a better rendition of Four Christmases, this one involving the daughter of Jaquan Hancock. And the story here is much more positive. It's a reflection of what it's like during the holiday season when celebrating with different family members and different emphases on those celebrations.
It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve. One young girl can hardly contain her excitement as she knows that the next 3 days are going to be full of family, good food, and most importantly, presents. Lots and lots of presents. She's so excited to go to her abuela's casa the next day that when she finally started bouncing around with excitement, she fell asleep on the floor a few steps away from her bed. She wakes up the next morning to discover that someone had lifted her into the bed the night before. She looks around and found her favorite stuffed animal, a bunny appropriately named Bunny, grabs her favorite blanket and is getting off the bed when she kicks something at the edge of the bed. Is that? It is, her first present. She notices a piece of paper attached to the present and recognizes there are words on the paper, but she can't quite read them all yet. Forgetting to open the present, she rushes off. Daddy, Daddy, she exclaims. Yes, baby, he replies. Read it. She means no harm with her current tone. She just hasn't learned how to ask nicely yet. Oh, I wonder who wrote this, the dad says with a smirk to his wife. Dad reads a letter from Santa, and when he's finished, he proceeds to ask. Hey, sweetie, are you going to open the present that Santa brought you? She darts over and begins ripping the present open. It's my new toy, she says with excitement. She then goes to Bunny and proceeds to ask, do you like it too, Bunny?
Yeah,
the girl said with a different voice inflection that must be what the bunny's voice sounds like. The day progresses, and right around 6 p.m., the dad reminds the little girl, hey, we have to get ready to go to your abuela's casa. Go get your shoes so we can put them on. They eventually arrive at Abuela's casa to the sound of music that can be heard from the door. The door opens, and even before the little girl's family was able to take their jackets off, the ritual of hugs and kisses had begun. "Go wash your hands and make some food," the Abuela states to her daughter. The little girl grabs so much food that she puts herself into a food coma. How she was able to sleep through all that loud music, who knows, but she definitely got a nap in. An hour later, she comes back from the room ready to play. She plays with her younger cousin that is about 4 months younger than her, but has already caught and passed her in height. Eventually, everyone in the room is saying Merry Christmas, and at this point, she knows the time has come to open presents. She looks under Abuela's tree to find her name on a few things and begins to open them. Some toys, some new clothes, and the thing she seemed to be the most excited about, a new blanket. She starts going around the room hugging people, even without knowing who gave her the gifts. Eventually, it's time to go, and a little girl and her family get back in the car so they can head home for the night. Dad looks back to tell her that once they go home, that Santa will come to bring her more presents, but the little girl is already fast asleep. Christmas morning is now upon us, and the little girl is still fast asleep from excitement of the day before. But her mom is so excited to see her open the present that she goes to wake up the little girl. The little girl's mom then wakes up the husband, saying that the baby is about to open her presents. So he grabs his robe, walks down to the Christmas tree, and sees the little girl opening up all her gifts. Lots of toys from her favorite TV show, clothing, a puzzle, and a purple power wheel with a giant pink bow on it. The girl cannot decide where she wants to start, but eventually decides to start with the puzzle. Suddenly, the phone begins to ring, and it's her Mimi calling to let the family know that food will be ready in 2 hours. Mimi's house is 45 minutes away, and no one has taken a shower yet, so the puzzle construction is halted and everyone rushes to get ready to go to Mimi's house. As Dad is putting on clothes for himself and the little girl, his wife pulls up wanting him to open the gifts. "Is this what I think it is?" He starts opening gifts, and the assumptions are correct. Matching Christmas outfits. Dad now begins to put on the matching outfits, and they make the trip to Mimi's house. Upon arriving, Grace got started and was completed, and the plates began to get made. Ham, turkey, stuffing, mac and cheese, yam, collard greens, mashed potatoes, and is that a honey bun cheesecake? Everyone begins to eat while the football games are on the TV in the background. When the first brief moment of silence arrives, it was immediately ended when someone mentioned, "Uno anyone?" People got up and started tossing their plates away, and the game of Uno begun. The first game is played, and the little girl's dad is victorious, and a look of disdain shows up on his sister's face. See? He cheats. The little girl's dad is so used to this conversation, it is not worth rebuttaling at this point, so he just lets it go and the next game commences. The little girl, in the meantime, has woken up from her second food coma in as many days and begins to open the presents at her Mimi's house. Her aunt stops the card game and immediately finds the little girl's present so she can open it. She opens the present and it's an ice cream maker. She continues to open all the rest of the gifts. A book bag, a toy dollhouse, her favorite Disney movie, and what's this? A new stuffed animal? Another bunny? The girl looks at the bunny in confusion and goes back to find her original bunny. "Do you not like the bunny?" She responded with a simple, "No," and walks away. The room bursts into laughter as people in the room begin imitating the little girl's execution of the word no, and laughter continues throughout the evening. The little girl wakes up on December 26th, on her own this time, and wants to play, but another day of family has arrived. This one is a little bit different. Dad begins to prepare the little girl. "Hey baby, we have a lot of driving to do today, okay?" The little girl nods in agreement and they begin to put on their clothes as they prepare for today's journey. On this day, there are multiple stops with plenty of presents, but also plenty of food. One house after another, each house greets you with the same phrase. "Hey, y'all hungry? I just finished warming up food." Most of the families have a hard time taking no for an answer. So each house, a small plate of food is prepared, and then to-go boxes are given out so they can take food home for themselves. After multiple houses, it's time for the final stop, Gigi's house. Gigi is a grandmother of the little girl's dad, which in turn is her great-grandmother. This house had more presents than every other house combined, but this is why Dad went here last, knowing it was going to be the hardest house to get the little girl out of. As expected, they are greeted with another "Are you hungry?" message, and the dad tried to explain that they were not. Gigi could tell they probably weren't lying, but she knew how to get them to eat. "I made a banana pudding for y'all. It's in the fridge." The little girl's family all looked at each other, walked into the kitchen, and found the banana pudding. After filling their bellies with the sweet delicacy, They gather up some toys that the little girl wanted to take home with her and said their final goodbyes. After getting everything in the car and preparing to get to the road, the dad turns around to ask the baby if she enjoyed her Christmas week, but of course, with a bit of pudding still on her face, she was fast asleep once more.
As we start to wind up this hour of special programming, for our last segment, Bryson Lyons sends us off with the telling of a staple holiday story. So get in your jammies and sit around the fireplace as we settle in for the night before Christmas.
One of my favorite things about Christmas is the endless amount of stories. From classic films such as Elf and Home Alone, to classic literature such as A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, or The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. However, one of my favorite pieces of Christmas literature is A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, more famously known as The Night Before Christmas. Now, the history of this poem is fascinating. This piece was originally published anonymously in 1823, and then in 1837, 14 years after the original publication, Moore claimed authorship. One of the biggest reasons I love this piece of poetry is that as a Christmas present, all the way back in 2007, 15 years ago, can you believe that? I was gifted a giant pop-up book version of this work and read it religiously. I read it every year for Christmas Eve at my grandparents' house. Another reason why I enjoy it so much is that it added so much to what we know about Santa. The red fur coat, the big black boots, and the sack he carries over his shoulder. This is the best written depiction of the man. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy The Night Before Christmas, featuring my good friend Garen Parker, to provide some extra holiday magic.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all!
As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Ho, 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 ho.
And that's going to do it for the 2022 edition of the CCCC Holiday Spectacular. We hope you've enjoyed the different offerings presented by our students for your festive enjoyment. Before we go, though, let me ask you a question, if I may. Did you enjoy the show? Did you perhaps think to yourself, "I'd like to do something like what I just heard"? Well, you could, you know, because every student you heard this past hour earned a grade for creating and voicing and producing these various segments as part of a class they took here at Central Carolina Community College. The Broadcasting Production Technology Program at CCCC offers certificates and diplomas in radio and television, and an associate's degree in broadcasting. The BPT program includes using industry-grade equipment to create content and prepare students to advance towards a bachelor's degree or launch directly into the industry. And we don't just focus on traditional TV and radio. There's also an emphasis on the digital world of content creation and social media presence. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook at WDCC90.5 and at 88.3 WUAW. If TV and video is more your thing, though, our cable channel can be found at 4CNC-TV. There's more information about broadcasting production technology at www.cccc.edu/broadcasting. There, you'll also find links to WDCCFM.com, 883WUAW.com, and 4CNCLive.com. There's also a phone number for those of you so inclined. It's 919-718-7257. I'm Fred Brucker. Thanks again for joining us for the 2022 CCCC Holiday Spectacular. And from all of us, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.